Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, hi, it's me. And for once, I'm going to stand my ground because I don't think I was the jerk, but I did have a second where I wasn't sure.
What do you mean by
help
that?
Help me out. I need you and the listeners to help me out.
And you said this happened on vacation,
it,
right?
It did. I was on vacation, and we were in California. Mm-hmm. My sister does not have a pool at her house, but there's a community pool for her subdivision-ish, right, where she lives.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a nice pool, but it's always packed with all the people that live. It's a big, big subdivision.
Right.
So it's a community pool.
And there's usually what, like 10,
kids,
15
adults,
people there?
Yeah, easily.
Okay. Okay, just to get a number of how many people are swimming right now.
Oh, yeah, and you even have to get there early to get a chair.
Ah, one of them pools.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice pool, but busy because the people that live there use the pool.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we go, and we show up at the pool. It's me, my sister, Owen, and Hudson. Owen and Hudson immediately dive into the pool with their goggles on, because that's what kids do.
Splash.
They don't care.
Nope.
And then Penny and I were sitting there, my sister, laying our towels out to suntan like true people do.
About to sunbathe. I know.
And I walk over to the pool, and as I'm walking, I look down. And you know how when you're at a pool, this concrete was more white. So I almost didn't see it laying on the ground folded up because of the stone on the pool. It was a folded up. You see it right here?
I see it.
$20 bill.
You found money at the pool?
At the pool, with people at the pool. And I panicked, and I went, one, does anyone see me find this? Two, what do I do when I pick it up? Three, is it somebody's here? And what if? How do I know? How does anyone even prove this is their money?
Ah, now I see where you're going with this. If you go, hey, did anybody drop $20? Of course, four people about to raise their hand and go, me.
And then who do I give it to?
Right. Who did it really belong to?
I looked at it. I held it up in the air because I knew everybody was now looking at me on the side of the pool.
You held up the 20.
Because literally people are in the pool like, oh, and I stand there. And I look around.
Look left, look right.
I shrug and I turn back around. I walk right back to our little cabana and I
pocket that 20.
Put the 20 bucks in. I go, screw it.
Allie stole somebody's 20 bucks.
I did. I looked at my sister and I said, am I the jerk for keeping the 20 I just found at the public pool because nobody said anything and I didn't ask because then I had the fear of what you said, that everybody was going to claim it was theirs.
Everybody, I would have said it was mine.
Thank you.
Had you texted me, DZ, I just found 20 bucks in Cali, I would have been like, oh man, I dropped that. Right. Dang, hey, hold that for me. Bring it back. Right. Can't believe I left that there. Wow.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So since the world we live in, there's going to be somebody who's going to claim it that it's not theirs. And I want to do the right thing, which would be giving it to the person who lost it, but there's no way to prove it, and nobody seemed to jump when I had it.
And had somebody seen you hold the 20 up, and it was their 20.
However, it's a subdivision, like, so you have the community pool.
Okay.
They have people that are hired. There's no lifeguard, but there are
people monitoring.
Monitoring and making sure things. There's also an office. Because people pay HOAs for this damn pool.
And it's attached to the HOA. Yeah.
So there's an office, almost like an apartment complex office.
Uh-huh.
And so there was an office I could have walked into and said,
hey,
lost or found, somebody might miss this.
But how do we know the people at the office aren't just going to go, yeah, lost or found, pocket the 20 themselves?
New fear unlocked. I hadn't even gone that far in my mind of con man, but you're right.
See, but you're then right. I take myself back and go, what if it would have been a kid's 20 bucks? Mama gave them 20 bucks, go have a fun pool day,
somebody
get a little snack,
it.
And then they get in the water once, or they're taking their things out of their pockets to get in the water, and it happens to just fall out, slip on the ground, because kids don't carry wallets.
Exactly.
In my mind, you stole a child's 20 bucks.
See? The ironic part is it could be mine for all I know. I could have dropped it. That's the ironic part.
You don't carry cash.
You're right. I do not. You're right about that.
It definitely wasn't your 20.
Except for when I get my nails done. So I don't know. Am I the jerk? That is the question today. Am I the jerk for keeping the $20 I found at the pool on the ground? I asked no one if it was theirs. I made no attempt to turn it in. I pocketed it, and here it is. Donuts for DZ tomorrow.
Let's go. So you know I'm automatically going to say, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. That's how I bought you today.
Yep.
Today he was buyable, everybody.
I was purchased to say, not the jerk.
Woo!
You heard it here.
Here you go. Keep the change.
Let's go. I'll buy the donuts tomorrow.
Thank you. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for keeping the $20 bill that I found at the pool?
Oof.
We'll talk about it next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so I am the subject today because I was on vacation last week and I found $20 at the pool, at the community pool, and I did not ask if it was anyone's and I did not turn it in. I looked around, held it up, and then I turned back around and put it in my purse.
Free 20.
And that was that. So am I the jerk for keeping the $20 I found at the public pool that was packed with people that might have lost it?
Allie stole money from a child.
You know
I said what I said.
Stop it. Janine's in Cudahy this morning. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. Am I the jerk? Just give it to me. I can take it.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Not?
Woo!
Okay.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Okay, but what if somebody really did? I mean, there was a lost and found. I could have given
you
it.
You could have. You really could have.
Absolutely. But cash is no way to be identified.
Well, that's the thing.
There's just no way.
How do you even, with cash, there's no way to claim it.
I'm going to start writing my name on all my cash.
That's not a bad idea.
Just because then if like somebody finds it, like, does it have DZ on it? Because then that's my 20.
Write something like a little tiny mark on it and be like, does it have a mark by the two?
Right.
Does Mr. Jefferson have a mustache? Because if so, then it is mine.
Did he shave today? Or has he got a full beard? All right.
Yep.
Janine, you're great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. She says not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Heidi's in Richfield this morning. We'll talk to her. Hi, Heidi.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Am I the jerk for keeping the 20 I found at the pool?
Be honest.
Heck no, you're not the jerk.
Another finders, keepers, well, losers, weepers?
I wish I could argue with you, but I just can't.
I mean, you kept it, honestly, so clearly.
I wish I could say you're wrong, but you're not.
You don't think she should have turned it in? Nothing?
Should I have asked?
You held it up in the air. If anybody was paying attention or actually really cared that they lost $20, they would have said something right away.
What if they hadn't realized that they had lost $20 yet? And Allie saying, hey, is anybody missing something? You didn't have to say it was money. You could have been like, hey, did anybody lose anything? And somebody would have padded pockets and been like, I'm missing 20.
She heard the right point, though, that I held it up. And when I held it up, remember, I'm a loud, tall, blonde chick in a bikini holding up $20. Everyone looked at me and nobody said a word.
Loud, tall, blonde chick that didn't say a word.
You're right. Uh-huh. I kept my mouth shut for once. And I just held the 20 up. They looked at me and then I turned around and left. And
whoops,
that was it.
Nobody saw me.
Nobody claimed it.
That's two for two, nothing for jerks, two. Though. Heidi, we appreciate
bye,
your call.
Heidi.
See you guys later. Bye.
Have a great day.
Great point of view, by the way, Heidi.
I mean, no, she really did bring a point. I was like, you did hold it up, and I can't disagree, but you also ain't trying none.
Right. Nick's in Muskego. Last but not least, Nick, are you going to come through and say I'm the jerk today?
Allie and Doozy, what's up?
Morning, Nick.
What up?
Hey, you know, you're not the jerk, Allie, because here's the thing. You know, Doozy's you did hold it up. I'm going with you held it up.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. If you announce it to everyone, everyone at the pool is going to say, it's mine,
right.
Okay?
That
it's
was
just,
the fear.
I mean, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, just keep it for yourself. What's the big deal? But it's not going to hurt anyone. I mean, you found it. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Somebody lost money. It's going to hurt somebody.
Somebody was definitely hurting without that 20.
That was my fear, though. That's why I said nothing, and I just held it up, thinking, is somebody going to go, mine? Because if I say something and then they all jump, I'm going to have no idea who to give it to, and then I've got more of a problem.
Right.
You know?
Well, then it's, who? All right, everybody gets $5.
Now what do I do? And then what if it really is somebody's 20? And they're getting ripped off.
And that's the thing is cash has no
trace.
Identity.
No trace.
It.
Yeah.
It has nothing to say, oh, it's mine. So it's like, you know, it's just like, you know, you find cash anywhere, I guess it's hers, you know? There's no right or wrong way to do it. You know?
Honestly, kinda...
we see where your morality's at.
Well,
see his voice, he got all high. He's like, yeah, well,
No judgment here, Nick. I think you had a great point of view.
We appreciate your call, man. Have a great day.
Bye,
all right,
Nick.
Have a great day, guys.
Peace.
See you later.
All y'all are cowards.
Not the jerk.
Cowards. Yeah, man, listen, I was bought off today. Y'all got no excuse. One of y'all could have said jerk.
DZ said not the jerk just because I gave him the $20 I found. And that's how this show goes, everybody. You're welcome.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.